legal issues for the former president. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Just a continuation of a witch hunt.
Donald Trump says the lawsuit filed by New York's Attorney General Letitia James yesterday accusing him of inflating the value of his real estate is just political prosecution.
She said, we're going to get him. That's, her whole campaign was based on that. And then she came after us. We've been going over this for years.
Mr. Trump telling Fox's Hannity every time he applied for a loan, the banks did their own appraisals. He's not the only one questioning the lawsuit.
Legal experts, including former Attorney General Bill Barr, say there is no legal basis for James's action.
It's hard for me not to conclude it's a political hit job.
James' opponent in November is accusing her of announcing the probe to turn around her falling poll numbers and turning a blind eye to New York's soaring crime.
Fox's Brooke Singman, a federal appeals court has lifted a lower court ruling that had blocked federal prosecutors from reviewing some of the documents seized in the raid on Mr. Trump's home.
The 11th Circuit ruling that the Justice Department can regain access to about 100 classified documents that Florida District Judge Eileen Cannon had barred them from using as part of a criminal probe. Interesting to note that two of the three judges on the 11th Circuit panel that signed off on the order are Trump appointees.
Fox's Mike Emanuel, the Trump legal team, could appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden telling the United Nations General Assembly yesterday Russia's imperial ambitions threaten what the U.N. stands for. Ukraine's President Zelensky, in a video address, said his country can repel the invaders with foreign help.
We need defense support, weapons, military equipment, and shells.
The mayor of Mexico City says one person has died in a 6.8 magnitude earthquake that struck overnight. It's the second quake in the Mexican capital this week. Bermuda bracing for Hurricane Fiona, the Category 4 storm forecast to move just west of the island later today. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The governor of Texas says drug trafficking by Mexican cartels is the same as a terrorist attack.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott issuing an executive order designating Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations, demanding the Biden administration do the same.
To save our country, we are escalating our efforts to get these gangs as well as these drugs off our streets.
Calling on state agencies to educate the public about fentanyl being trafficked into the U.S. disguised as prescription pills and candy.
During just the one-year time period from February of last year to February of this year, more than 75,000 Americans died from fentanyl-related overdoses.
Citing data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
A worldwide manhunt for a defense contractor convicted of one of the biggest bribery scandals in U.S. military history has ended. Leonard Glenn Francis, arrested in Venezuela, he disappeared weeks ago from San Diego just before his scheduled sentencing. Rescue crews in Australia say they've rescued and returned to the ocean 32 of the pilot whales that beached themselves on the shores of Tasmania earlier this week. They believe three others are still alive, but nearly 200 of the whales have died in the surf. Television will pay tribute tonight to one of its greatest writers.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Norman Lear is one of television's greatest contributors, creating some of the most influential and groundbreaking series in its history, like All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons, and more. He brought economic, social, and political issues into living rooms with a humorous edge. To celebrate his birthday, ABC presents Norman Lear, 100 Years of Music and Laughter at 9 p.m. Eastern. The two-hour show will be star-studded with speeches, comedy bits, and songs with Jennifer Aniston, Jimmy Kimmel, Amy Poehler, Octavia Spencer, and more. Michelle Foligno, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.